Always ask why, Sergeant First Class China A. Matthews. Story by Cheryl Marino for the U.S. Army Acquisition Support Center. Sergeant First Class China A. Matthews. Command/Organization, 918th Contracting Battalion, Mission, and Installation Contracting Command, Fort Carson, Colorado. Title, Detachment Sergeant. Years of Service in Awe. 6. Military or Civilian, Military. Years of Military Service, 16. DAWIA Certifications, Contracting Professional. Education, MSL in Government Contracting and Procurement, University of Dayton, BS in Business Management with a Concentration in Human Resources, American Military University. Awards, Meritorious Service Medal, 1, Army Commendation Medal, 9, Army Achievement Medal, 8, Army Good Conduct Medal, 5, National Defense Service Medal, 1, Afghanistan Campaign Ribbon with 2 Campaign Stars, won by Cheryl Marino. When tasked with an assignment full of unknowns, and a tight time frame to deliver, many charge ahead without pausing to ask questions. Sergeant First Class China A. Matthews takes a different approach. By challenging assumptions and seeking out the full picture, she uncovers the reasoning behind the task and makes decisions with clarity and confidence. For Matthews, the path to the best outcomes often begins with the simple question, why? Understanding the reasoning behind each step in the acquisition process not only sharpens your skills but also equips you to share that knowledge with others, she said. Stay curious, do your research and commit to being a lifelong learner. That mindset will serve you well throughout your career. In her role as Detachment Sergeant for the Contracting Detachment in the 918th Contracting Battalion, Mission and Installation Contracting Command, MICC, Fort Carson, Colorado, Matthews advises the Detachment Commander on all soldier matters. She is responsible for soldiers, leaders, and professional development, and supervises all administrative data, training, medical and deployment readiness and moral, health and welfare. She also coordinates and executes contracting support to all organizations on the garrison. Currently, Matthews is deployed as the Senior Contracting Office, Army North, SCO R North, Forward Contracting Element 5 Contract Officer, where she provides expert planning, coordination, and operational contract support for the eastern sector of the Joint Operational Area. Her contracting execution ensured that Joint Task Force, Southern Border received critical support for over 5,000 soldiers. One of the aspects I truly enjoy about being part of Army acquisitions is the constant variety and the unique challenges each contract presents. Every contract is different, with its own set of nuances, which keeps things dynamic and engaging, Matthews explained. The acquisition process is very much a team effort, and it offers countless opportunities to learn and grow, whether it's discovering something new or honing my skills. I'm always eager to learn from others, and I find that this collaborative environment helps me continually improve and excel at what I do. Matthews had the opportunity to serve in 4 different military occupational specialties, including her current role as a 51C, contract specialist. My previous roles were 92F, petroleum supply specialist, 42A, human resources, and 79R, recruiter. Each helped shape my ability to quickly learn new skills and adapt to different environments. I believe these experiences have prepared me for the challenges I face today, she said. When I joined the Army Acquisition Workforce, AWE, I was confident in my ability to navigate new responsibilities, as this isn't my first time stepping into an unfamiliar role. I approached it with an open mind, ready to embrace the learning curve. Matthew's first acquisition project was a computer hardware, enterprise software and solutions requirement as contract support non-commissioned officer. As someone who was brand new to the field and only knew what I had learned in the schoolhouse, I was fortunate to be paired with a seasoned civilian contract professional. She was an incredibly patient mentor who took the time to teach me the fundamentals of contracting. I'm truly grateful for her guidance, and I carry those lessons with me to this day. Throughout her career, Matthews set numerous goals for herself and is proud to say that she has successfully accomplished every one that has been in her control. My time in this field has driven me to continuously strive for improvement, not only in my military career, but also in preparing myself for success in the civilian workforce. I've earned a bachelor's in business management with a concentration in human resources, as well as a master's in the study of law, focusing on government contracts and procurement, she said. What truly fuels my passion is that I've found the field I love and that realization has become the driving force behind all of my goals. Matthews believes one of the most important aspects of the AWE is having strong mentorship. It takes time to truly master your craft, she said. Unlike other career fields, becoming an expert doesn't happen overnight. It's a process that requires patience and dedication. Another key piece of advice is to always seek to broaden your contract experience. Whether that means spending a year in Mission Division, then transitioning to Construction and Installation Division, or exploring opportunities with USA's, United States Army Corps of Engineers, or OCONUS, outside the continental United States, assignments, expanding your experience will provide valuable perspectives. Deployments can offer intense learning opportunities, she said, often providing more contracting knowledge in a shorter time frame than you might gain working solely on garrison contracts. Most importantly, Matthews emphasized, always be willing and eager to step up when opportunity arises. It's no secret to those who know her, both in and outside of work, that she's an avid Lego builder. I especially enjoy the architectural and botanical sets, and you'll notice this passion reflected throughout my office. If you look closely, you'll see that even my plants are made of Lego bricks, she said. The same goes for my home, where you might spot Lego-built artwork on the walls. Building Lego sets reflects patience and attention to detail, qualities Matthews brings to the workplace every day. Whether I'm teaching someone or learning something new myself, I approach it with the same steady, thoughtful mindset it takes to piece together thousands of tiny bricks. She approaches others with care, respect, and recognition of their inherent value. Every person you encounter brings unique perspectives, experiences, and contributions that deserve acknowledgement, she said. Therefore, never underestimate the power of valuing someone for who they are. It creates trust and empowers growth. Faces of the Force highlights the success of the Army acquisition workforce through the power of individual stories. Profiles are produced by the Behind the Frontlines team, working closely with public affairs officers to feature soldiers and civilians serving in various Army acquisition disciplines. For more information, or to nominate someone, go to https://asc.army.mil/web/armybtf/. Subscribe to BTF, the premier source of Army acquisition news and information. For question, concerns, or more information, contact us here.